I didn't start my broadcasting experience in offshore radio here because I did work for a station up among the heath-covered hills of Scotia. That was Radio Scotland, which broadcast about 4 cable's lengths away from Invercockaliki. I came here about September of last year, and I first took the tender ride out and made some very good friends and had lots of fun. I could list some of them: the late Boom Boom Brannigan, Bill Berry, Bruce Wayne, Mark Stevens, Ed Marino, Phil Martin, and Jack Curtis, who've all gone on to, I hope, greener pastures. But about that time, a very, very popular group of people in the morning, of course, were the Big Ben Banjo Band. I'd like to play one of those numbers for you right now, and excuse me while I have a quick burst on the banjo. By gum, I needed that. That was the Alabama Jubilee from the Big Ben Banjo Band. I must hasten to add, of course, that the Big Ben Banjo Band was popular on Britain Radio. And when I first came to the Lessifer, I worked for the other station, which was then called Swinging Radio England. We really had to swing, and that's when I cottoned on to the Tamla sounds that seemed to be so popular then. How many of you remember this one from the Elgins? Put Yourself in My Place. Well, that's just one fine example of the sounds you could hear on Swinging Radio England. But of course, in late 66, England swang no more. It became, in fact, Radio Dolphin. And when the DJs of Radio Dolphin said, "Send Verzuki in our Radio 227, Post Plus N Reinechen, Amsterdam," really, the listeners on the continent really did respond. We had lots and lots of requests. About this time, of course, Britain Radio carried on, but then in March of this year, it became Radio 355. And at this time, I was able to predict my only number one, because I thought this one, the very first minute I heard it, had all the potential to become a number one song. I hope you'll forgive me playing it for you now. It's the Frank and Nancy Sinatra record, Something Stupid. Well, that's about it. The previous number one hit for Frank and Nancy Sinatra, Something Stupid. And that's all I have time for, but before handing you back to our program director, Tony Windsor, I'd like to thank all the people it's been my pleasure to work with on the engineering side, crew, and of course the announcers. And on behalf of all of those people, I'd like to thank you, the listeners. And now back to Tony Windsor.